Sam is staring through safety goggles as the chunk of steel he's heating hits 2,000 degrees. It turns cherry red, and he throws it into a bread pan full of quenching oil. Sam makes knives. He's demonstrating how he uses heat to harden a blade. He's tall, thoughtful, and talks deliberately. At 29, he's been designing and building knives for 10 years.
It's fun. You know, I get to design a new knife for each person. It really keeps me interested in it. And I like to do personal touches on it, you know, that they didn't really ask for or didn't expect. But I like going a little further and making it a little more personal. It matters.
The knives Sam makes usually have blades just a couple of inches long. They've got gently arching handles, and he stamps every one with a silhouette of Cape Cod. But each has its own personality. Sometimes you see it in a pattern worked into the handle, or a blade specially designed for slicing leather, cutting asparagus, or preparing grapefruit. For Sam, being a knife maker is more than just shaping a piece of steel.
Whatever craft I get into, I always sort of approach it more as an artist than a traditional craftsperson, and I try and look at things in a different way and have a different approach to it than what everybody else does or what you're supposed to do.
And he's had lots of time to think about what you're supposed to do with knives. They've been important to him since he was a kid. He remembers the first one he owned, a hand-me-down from his dad.
I carried it all the time, and it was just something you had in your pocket, and it's not a weapon, it's just a tool.
In high school, he started working with pre-made blades, but wanted to figure out how to do more. After graduating, he apprenticed with a local knife maker, who taught him stock removal knife making, where a blade is sawn out of a plate of steel, then ground down, rather than hammered out in a forge. In 2011, more and more people started ordering Sam's knives. A couple years later, he quit his job at a local bike shop and started making knives full-time. Sam spends most of his days in his studio.
It's a double garage with a room on the side, and it has electricity, and that's it.
His main tools are a couple of belt grinders that sit on tables at one end of the small studio. He uses a piece of railroad track as an anvil. Hammers and files hang on the wall, and other tools are piled on a desk. Sam works on different knives at once. It can be slow and involve minute detail. He has to lean over a lot as he works, and half jokes that doing what he does will give you back problems at a young age. The knives are made of steel that needs care, oiling and sharpening. Even then, using them will alter the blade, leaving marks and scratches. Sam says that's a good thing.
I really hope that they get used and don't just sit on the mantle. That's the point. When you use that knife and you tarnish the blade, it's like evidence that you were using it and you did something with it. You know, it has like a story to it. There's like a bit of a stigma with knives, you know, like, you know, hunters carry knives or only like men carry knives. And half my customers are women. You know, I think everybody uses one every day, probably, no matter what you do.
Sam sits at a long desk in the room next to the garage. He's working on a leather sheath. The dagger it's for is the first he's ever made, so this is new territory. He hits a snag and sits up, and squints at the sheath. He's in his element.
I guess why I make knives is because or shoes or bicycles or whatever, is because I look at something and I think, well, I see how they did that, and I can figure that out. Once you have a general understanding of tools and how things are made and materials, you can make pretty much anything.
He thinks for a moment, then leans forward. For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Ethan Cheel in North Falmouth.